John 14, verse 1, I'm going to talk to you about, I call it the seat of inheritance, high places, dual citizenship, however you want to name it. The Lord has really, really been talking to us a lot about this. I preached this quite a bit, and the Lord said, I want you to preach again, because what I want to do, prerequisite of what I want to do with my people, they must learn to come into this place, because much of the body of Christ has maxed out the position they're in. Do you understand that in the realm of the blessing of God, the blessing of God first and foremost comes by grace. So God's blessing can come upon you by the grace of God. You can have a flow of the blessing of God just for grace alone. But when you get into the higher levels, that's why he said in Mark 4, some brought forth 30, some brought forth 60, some brought forth 100. When we get in the higher levels of stuff we're pressing for, to learn how the kingdom works. I mean, you know, it doesn't take a lot of multitudes for the kingdom. A lot of times when God's birthing, he likes to keep things small. But we're looking for an operation of the kingdom of God. It's what we've been after. And God's really brought us over the hump in a big, big way in the last 3 months. And he's really opened the door. But what God wants to do in the realm of inheritance, in the realm of what I call inheritance, we've got to come up higher with him. If we want more of God, if we want to expand the operation of God on our life, we can't stay where we are. It doesn't come where you are. It comes where he is. Do you hear that? It doesn't come where you are. It comes where he is. And so the objective is we've got to come to where he is as we move up into him, into higher places of operation with God. What happens, it expands the kingdom. The kingdom is expanded in us, and the kingdom's released in another way, in another dimension. That requires training. A lot of that kind of wisdom we're looking for only comes from the position that we have with God. And so I want to get back into this again. Everyone say again. Some of you might hear this for the first time. I'm going to try to package this all up in a nice package so you can really, really, really see this. Because to move in position with God, you cannot move with your feet into God. You have to move by faith. Your feet get you around in the world system. Amen. You move, your car gets you around on the world system. Planes get you around the world system. But to get around in God's system or God's kingdom, you move. You fly. You ride. You sit. There's a lot of different positions in God's kingdom, but you don't move there through natural elements. You move there for one word, faith. But faith and understanding of who you are, faith and understanding the pathway, and you move through the word of God by faith. So you got to know who you are. You have to know what's available, and you have to allow the Holy Spirit to fill your compass with the capacity of who you are and where you're going. And as that compass gets filled, you can release faith to move into those dimensions. Amen. All right. John 14 verse 1. Boy, I have a lot to say today. I just hope I get it. A lot of this has been reviewed. Some of it will be new. Verse 1, let not your heart be troubled. The reason he said that to them, because he just got through telling them, I'm going away. They're in the upper room now. What is said in this verse is or said to 11 disciples in the upper room. 11 disciples heard this only. From John 13 all the way to 17, 11 people heard that. That's the only time it's ever recorded. And he's telling them he's got to leave. He goes, I'm going away. You can just imagine what they thought. They're going away. So he's telling, let not your heart be troubled. Now he's about to tell them why he actually came. He said, in my Father's house or kingdom system, there are many mansions. Now, there are mansions in heaven because plenty of people have gone there and heard them, but that's not what he's talking about right here. He's talking about dwelling places. In my Father's kingdom, there's many rooms, there's many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place. Underline a place. Everyone say a place. Say it like you're here this morning. A place. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place, I will come again, receive you unto myself. If you're going to underline anything, that where I am, there you may be also. Everyone say, where I am, there you may be also. I break this heaviness over you guys this morning in Jesus' name. I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He said, I go to prepare a place. Thomas said to him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest. How can we say, and how can we know the way? And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Where was he going? Well, in John chapter 1, he said he came from the bosom of the Father. And he says, I'm going back to the Father. He goes, but on my way back, I'm going by way of the cross. And when I go, I'm going to go prepare a place for you. The place that I held with the Father, I'm going to prepare that place for you by way of the cross. Then I'm going to come back and get you, that where I am, there you may be also. Where is he? Where is he? He's at the right hand of the Father. Where are you? Well, I'm in Houston, Texas. You also, that's not, he's not coming back just when you get to heaven. That's not what it's talking about. I'm going to prove it. It's talking about now. How can you do that? How can you be at the right hand of the Father? Does anybody have a problem that he's at the right hand of the Father right now? Does anybody have a problem that you're at the right hand of the Father? Okay, good. All right. Look at this. John 16, just run over there real quick. Verse 28. He said, I came from the Father and come into the world. Again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. He tells them about seven times in four chapters, I'm leaving and I'm going to the Father. I'm leaving three times. He says, where I am, there shall you be also. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm going to prepare a room for you. Now drop over on to 17, chapter 17, verse 24. He said, I leave the world. I go to the Father. But you have to understand, before he left the world, he went through the cross, 3 days in the belly of hell, raised, and then came to the Father. And in that pathway, he created a bridge for you to go to the Father, to be with him where he is. He says, where I am, at the right hand of God, there shall you be also. That's important. That's not just talking about when you go to heaven. That's now. That's what happened when you were translated out of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. You were pulled up into that place. Positionally. John 17, verse 24. Father, I will. Two times he willed something. One with a leper, and right here. Father, I will that they also, whom thou hast given me, be with me where I am. See it again? that they may behold my glory thou hast given me, for thou lovest me from the foundations of the world. Father, I will that they be with me. He's already there by faith. Do you see that? He hasn't even gone the way of the cross yet. He's already saying, I pray they be with me where he's already gone by faith into his position at the right hand of the Father. Though he hadn't done it in the natural, he's already there. Do you understand what I'm saying? He says, Father, I will they be with me where I am. Okay, you got that? All right, now go to Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to show this to you. I'm going to show you two different domains. The domain of the kingdom, the domain of darkness. I'm going to show it to you in the New Testament. I'm going to show it to you in the Old Testament. I'm going to show it under Solomon's kingdom. Amanda brought this out on Thursday, and I'm going to show you it under a New Testament kingdom as well, because Solomon foreshadowed the kingdom of God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, he's praying a prayer. He prays that your understanding be enlightened, know the exceeding greatness of his power. Verse 19, to us who believe according to the work of his mighty power. Now let's pick it up in Ephesians 1:20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and sat him at his own right hand, underline this, in heavenly places. You see that? Far above. I like this. Everyone say far above. All principalities, powers, might, dominion. In other words, where he raised him was far above this world system and the dominance of this world system. He raised him above it. Because I go away. I'm going by way of the cross, but my Father, I'm going to go into the belly of hell. My Father's going to raise me. When he raises me, he's going to set me at his own right hand, far above. And when he does, he's going to be far above. And you're going to be far above. Amen? Everyone say far above. All right, now go to chapter 2, verse 4. We've got into this a lot. Look at this. But God, who is rich in mercy. Now, we know he raised him. Let's see where he raised you. But God is rich in mercy for his great love wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. Uh-oh. Father, I will that they be with me where I am. That was the last thing he willed. Last prayer he prayed to the Father before he went. Now what happened? He was raised. There it's going. You were raised together with him. Made to sit together with him. Verse 6. Raised us up together. Now look at that. Raised up together. Made to sit together. Raised together. Sit together. Raised together, sit together. Raised together, sit together. Where? In heavenly places. Where was he raised? In heavenly places. Where were you raised? In heavenly places. Booyah! Now, Colossians 1, verse 13 says that exact same thing like this. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness, translated us into the kingdom. See that? Translated into the kingdom. Well, you were translated into that place, that positional seat, when you were raised together. My body was never raised. My spirit was raised. And it gave me something that's very valuable, Because when he raised my spirit, I know that's a dynamic. You got to get a hold of this, because you and I need to learn to function from that seat that's above the principalities and the powers. As long as you fight your warfare in the midst of the devil's domain, he's going to whip you time and time again. But when you learn to get up above his system, you'll start winning the battle. That's why you got to get there. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Now, as you were raised together, made to sit together, translated out of darkness, that's your spirit. All right? Now, while you're in Ephesians, go over to Ephesians 2, verse 17. And came and preached peace to you which were far off, and to them that were nigh. You were far off as the Gentiles. Those that were nigh are close, that's the Jews. He preached to both. For through him, we both, say we both, have access. Say access. Access into what? By one Spirit unto the Father. We've been given access to be at the right hand of God. There's a room, there's a place of ruling authority where we can release the kingdom of God. We can administrate the kingdom from that position that's far above. But you can't get there in the natural. And you can't get there naturally minded. And if we don't take his yoke upon us and learn of him, we're going to keep doing things man's way, and we're going to keep getting man's results. But we're trying to get our church, our ministries, our businesses, and our families out from that place into a higher level of operation, into that kingdom of multiplication. You can't have the kingdom of multiplication doing things man's ways here. We got to get up into that place. We got to learn to get into that realm at the right hand of the Father. Translated. All right. Look at verse 19, Ephesians 2, 19. Now therefore you are no more strangers or foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints. With what saints? The saints that are there now. Say fellow citizens. And of the household of God. Say, I have citizenship in a kingdom that's not of this world. I am not of this world, but I am. Because you're a two-part being. You have dual citizenship. Everybody knows how to operate in the natural. You were born here. It's familiar to you. Getting in that place, you were born there too. You can learn to move into those realms, into that dimension, and exert the weapons of your warfare from that ruling place of dominion, from that kingdom. You can administrate the kingdom of God. You've been given dominion in that place, but you got to learn to get there. Positionally, we see we're there. Amen. Well, let me show you another. Let me show you the devil's ruling domain. Go to Ephesians chapter 2. You should be right there. Look at verse 1. I'm going to show you the same breakdown in Solomon. Solomon, the exact same breakdown. I'm going to show you. So you have the high places with God. And now there's another realm. This is what our problem is. We don't know how to get through this one. Ephesians 1, chapter 2, verse 1. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past you walked according to the course of this world. You can write system right next to that. According to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Say, prince of the power of the air. That's a ruling domain. That is also a government. It's a spiritual government. And that one is what we have to learn to ascend up above. It's also seated in what would call the heavenly places. Go to chapter 6, Ephesians. He's the prince of the power of the air. Now, Ephesians chapter 6 outlines his full government. He's the prince of that government, but then it outlines it in chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, verse 10, be strong in the Lord, the power of his might. This stuff separates the men from the boys. This stuff is what causes mountains to move, or them just to sit there all your life in front of you. You can't move mountains in the natural. You can't move them in your own strength. We've learned that. You can't move them in your own sufficiency. Apart from me, Jesus said, you can do nothing. But with him, we can do all things. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers, the rulers of darkness of this world system, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That word high is a Greek word, epuranios. Everyone say epuranios. You learned a Greek word today. It means heavenly regions, the heavens. Spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. It's the same word of Ephesians 1:3. He blesses you with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places. He raised him up far above the principalities and powers, set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Ephesians 2:6, you were raised together with him, made to sit together with him in heavenly places. But you also see this demonic system of which he is the prince of the power of the air in heavenly places, except those heavenly places are just a little bit lower than God's heavenly places. Amen? Because that's why he said, now go back over to Ephesians 1. This is what he was referring to. Are you learning anything? Ephesians 1 verse 20, this is what he's referring to. Though they're heavenly realms, spiritual dimensions, spiritual domains, when he raised him up and he raised you together with him, watch this, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in heavenly places far above. Say far above. The devil might have a ruling domain in the spirit, but God's system is far above. You've been seated far above. Translated out of darkness, seated far above. You have a right to ascend into that position with God that's far above. You have a right to pull that which is a part of your domain, your business, your ministry, your family. You have a right to transfer the jurisdiction of all of that into that heavenly ruling domain. Far above. Say far above. Far above. You got to learn to get there. When you get there, things happen. And you go there by faith. But you go there by what you know. What did he say? We've been given access. Say access to the Father. I've got access to the Father. Let me show you Jesus' access. Man, that guy had access. Amen. Go to John chapter 3, verse 13. And I don't know if I'm going to get all this today. I bit off more than I could chew, but I'll keep chewing. Praise God. John 3, verse 13. Let me show you how he operated in his dual citizenship. He's having a conversation with Nicodemus. I brought this out, but I'm going to learn to operate like this. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm going to keep looking at it. I'm going to keep saying, I said, God, I want to do this. When I'm talking to Chuck and he's all carnal, Lord, I want to be able to just go right there with you and while I'm talking to him, you know. Amen. John 3:13 says, no man like to get my golf clubs up there in the transference of jurisdiction in the kingdom. Yeah, that's a miracle, brother. It's going to take more than faith for that one. That's going to take a miracle. No man hath ascended up to heaven. He's talking to Nicodemus on the earth, by the way. How many of you got an NIV Bible? Raise your hand. They're going to leave this part out because they didn't know what to do with it. No man has ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Now, NIV translators going, we don't know what to do. How can you be in heaven and be talking to Nicodemus in the earth? They did not understand dual citizenship, so they left the last part out. Even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. One of the most important verses in the Bible. He's talking to Nicodemus, but there's another part of him that's seated with the Father in heaven. While he's talking in the natural, he was a master of dual citizenship. He could operate in the earth, but be seated with God all the time. He knew how to get there. He had the pathways. He had the channel. He had the open heaven. His spirit knew how to ascend to that place immediately. Isn't that amazing? We have to learn this. When you can learn to do this, that's what happened when he got the bread and loaves. He gave thanks and he said he looked up. When he looked up, he got in position. He took those bread and loaves and he pulled them into the kingdom. When he did it, he released that government. On the bread and loaves, the fish. And that fish and bread and those loaves started to multiply. Why? Because he was in that position that Ephesians 2:6 raised together with him, made to sit together with him in heavenly places. Let me ask you this. Ephesians 1, chapter 3 says, wherein he blesses you with all, say all, spiritual blessing in the earth. In heavenly places, blesses you with all spiritual blessing. Where? In. Now, this is one part I want you to get rid of, because a lot of you are looking for this supernatural encounter with an angel to walk up and start talking to you, and then you know you're in heavenly places. That happens, especially if you're prophetic. That doesn't happen with me as much. But I know when I come out of the earthly jurisdiction, I can feel the break when I move into the realm of the Spirit. If you're in the realm of the Spirit, you're operating in heavenly places. I know when that, you ever been praying or been in service and there was just a heavy yoke or something, or you're praying and it's like, all of a sudden you broke through that and all of a sudden that anointing comes on you and you just feel like brand new. You get clothed and covered and it's like 5 seconds ago, this heavy yoke, and then all of a sudden you're clothed with a brand new dimension of the kingdom. And it's like, man, I'm in, you don't have that resistance around you. You know what you did? You broke the gravity barrier of the natural system. And you're in heavenly places. You just don't know it because you're looking for angels. It's okay to move in that dimension, but that doesn't always mean to have to be at the throne to be in heavenly places. To be at the right hand of the Father, it's a room. That's a big room. Moreover, Luke 17, the kingdom of God is within you. He set all that within you. Because he set it into your spirit. He sets your spirit into that. I don't understand the dynamics of our spirit and the operation of it, but I know it's large, it's big. It operates on the physics that govern the kingdom. And your spirit has incredible capacity when you learn to tap into it. Look, church is not for us to come and have a nice sermon, get some knowledge, and go about our business for the rest of our life. Church is about taking His yoke upon us, saying, God, my way doesn't work. I surrender my way. Show me how you're, because it's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The kingdom's not about just trials, temptations, wilderness, and storms all your life. The kingdom is about blessing, increase, multiplication, joy, peace, righteousness. We got to learn to get into that realm. It's about surrendering into that place to learning to walk into Him. And that's what God wants to teach us. We got a little glimpse of it last 3 or 4 months, and He showed us how to move a little hill, $50,000 hill. But we're going to take on bigger things, amen? Because we know how it works now. Glory to God forever. Now, let's go over to Solomon for a minute. And I want you to look at the exact same thing that's outlined in Ephesians. Solomon foreshadowed, I want to show you both systems, and he operated in this place. All right? Go to Proverbs chapter 9. Now, let me give you a 2-minute rundown of Proverbs. First 9 chapters of Proverbs is the introduction of wisdom. Many times, 3 or 4 times, wisdom will speak in first person singular form. Chapter 10 through 30 are principles that govern wisdom. Chapter 31 is the culmination of wisdom, speaking of the proverbial Proverbs 31 woman, which Solomon knew to be wisdom. Her price is far above rubies. He said in chapter 4, he said in chapter 31, and it's that marriage to wisdom. He knew wisdom as a person. Wisdom's outlined as a person in chapter 8. Are y'all with me? Chapter 7 speaks of the young man void of understanding that makes his entrance into the world system. And there's harlot comes out. And she meets him at every corner. She has a whole government. And if he turns to the right, she's there. If she turns to the left, she's there. If he goes forward, she's going to meet him. She's there. Her temptation is constant. Chapter 8, wisdom says, I know what the harlot's offering you, but let me show you what I can offer you. In wisdom, the whole chapter is devoted to what she could. Sound counsel is mine. Wisdom is mine. I'll give you witty inventions. I'll teach you how to rule and reign. I'll teach you have judgment. I'll teach you to make right decisions if you'll just come to me. Stop living in the harlot's domain! Come to where I am! Wisdom's clarion call is always come up, come up, come up. All right. In chapter 9, she's building her house and she spreads this banquet table, inviting you to come and eat from her table. All right. Now let's go to chapter 9. Let's look at her invitation, because she's inviting you to the Ephesians 2:6 seat. This was for the Old Testament saints. You want me to prove it to you? I'm glad you asked. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 1. Wisdom's builded her house. She shoot out her 7 pillars. I feel, whew, hallelujah. She shoot out her 7 pillars. She's killed her beast. She's mingled her wine. She's furnished her table. She sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the highest. Underline highest. Say highest. Places of the city. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. But she's at the highest places. To turn into her house, you got to go into the highest places. Amen? As for him that wanteth understanding, she said, come eat of my bread, drink of the wine that I've mingled. Okay, that's her invitation. She's in the highest place of the city. Go to chapter 8, verse 1. Doth not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice. She standeth, you can underline this, in the top of the high places, by the way, in the places of the paths. Where does she stand? She stands in the top. Where are you seated? Far above. She stands in the top. What does she do? She invites you to come. It's not like you're walking in the natural and you turn in her doors. You got to go up to find her house or in or however you want to look at. You got to get in the kingdom to find wisdom's domain. You got to go into the high places. This is what Solomon found. That's how he got wrote the book of Proverbs. One of the greatest businessmen ever walked the face of the earth because he found this place. He knew how to get where she was. He knew where she was. He's trying to explain that to you the way he sees it. She's in a high place. She's got a big banquet table up there and all these goodies are up there. She blesses you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, but it's real high. It's in the top. She gives you instructions how to find her. All right. Is the harlot's domain up there too? Oh, yeah. Now, she meets the believer on the street in Proverbs 7, but I want you to look at Proverbs 9 real quick. Before I do this, look at verse 5. This is wisdom's table, right? Verse 4, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. As for him that wanted understanding, she said to him, come. Now notice she says, eat of my bread, drink of my wine. Say, eat of my bread, drink of my wine. There's a harlot up there too that's going to offer you the same thing. This is Prince of the Power of the Air, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. This is the system that's portrayed as a harlot. World system. Demonic system. All right. Verse 9, say unto wisdom. Now, where did you go? Where did you go? Oh, sorry. Chapter 9, verse 13. A foolish woman is clamorous. Stay with me. Everyone, stay with me. I'm about to show you something really powerful here. Pay attention. A foolish woman is clamorous. She's simple. She knoweth nothing. She sitteth at the door of her house. That house is described in chapter 7. But watch what she says. On a seat in the high places of the city. You see that? See the harlot's domain? She's in the high places. Where was the prince of the power of the air in Ephesians 2? He was in the high places too. But where were you seated? Far above. Where was wisdom seated? She was at the top. There's a big gulf between those two systems. Proverbs was describing two systems. The system of the kingdom, the system of the world that's controlled by demonic influence. He described it as women. The proverbial woman of wisdom ruling. You're not going to hear this in Bible school most of the time. The proverbial woman of wisdom ruling from the high places. Solomon knew how to come into that domain. But then you had the harlot. She also had a house in the high places. Now watch what she offers. What did wisdom offer? Eat of my bread, drink of my wine. Watch what she offers. Same thing. Look at her verse. Okay, I want to compare. Put your finger on verse 4. Put your finger on verse 16 of chapter 9. Verse 4 of chapter 9, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. Verse 16, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. Wisdom calls whoso is simple, so does the harlot. Mocking, counterfeiting the kingdom of God extraordinaire. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. The harlot says, whoso is simple, let him turn unto him. Wisdom says in verse 4, as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him. Verse 16, as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith unto him. The harlot is counterfeiting verbatim the kingdom. You see that? Verse 5, come eat of my bread. Watch what the harlot offers you. Come eat of my bread, drink of the wine I've mingled. Verse 17, stolen waters are sweet. Wisdom offers you wine. The harlot offers you stolen waters. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Wisdom offers you bread. The harlot offers you bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Come into darkness. Drink the stolen waters. Because I just stole them from the original. Bread eaten in secret is pleasant. Come into my system if you want understanding. You see that? Here's what happens. We get trapped in her system. We don't go high enough. And we try to function. We see the promises of God. We see the kingdom of God, but we're trapped in her system. So we can't release the kingdom because we didn't go high enough. Solomon went high. He went all the way to the top because he saw wisdom at the top. If you don't have this imagery of Scripture in you, it's hard to get there because you have no compass for it. You understand what I'm saying? Stay with me for like 5 more minutes. 10. So you go up into that place. You see how you got to go up? If you don't reach high enough, human sufficiency will be courted by the harlot. She'll court your human sufficiency. If you'll serve my system for a lifetime, come over here. And so the church portrays the gospel under the domain of human sufficiency that's been courted by the harlot system, and we're ineffective. Why? We didn't have enough compass to go up higher. God, I'm preaching good. How you know? Because God's telling me. He says, come home, boy. He goes, you can see it. That's the secret of Solomon. Where do you think that wisdom came from? He learned how to get position in that place. How do you get there? You have to see it before you go there. Faith gets you there, but you have to have that word. You walk on the steps of his word. That word is a lamp unto my feet, a light unto my step. I walk up through that word because I see it's available. Why would wisdom be asking you to come and eat from her table that's in the top of the high places if she didn't want you there? Why would Jesus say you're blessed with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places if he didn't want you there? Amen. You should give the Lord a hand for that. Hallelujah. Okay. I can take you one step further if you give me 10 more minutes. This will change your life. Go to Colossians chapter 3. Thank you. I'll take that 10 minutes. Felt it, and the Spirit got it. Amen. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. Do y'all see that now? Has that been made plain? See how we got to go up? That's why God said, come to me, take my yoke, learn of me. You're going to have to get up higher if you want to know how my gospel works. That's the problem. We have the knowledge of the gospel, but we don't know how to get positioned where all of it works. We're not high enough. We keep trying to make all this stuff happen here, and we keep running into dead-end roads because we get trapped in the harlot system because she's offering you the same stuff. But her waters are stolen. Her bread is eaten in secret. Amen? I want the wine of wisdom. I don't want stolen waters. I don't want to eat bread in secret. I want to eat the bread of wisdom. I want to be blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. I want to set my compass so direct and so clear that I get up there and there's nothing going to stop me from operating, because that was the secret of Solomon's empire. It was a secret to his government. He knew how to get positioned. Like Amanda brought out Thursday, he made 1,000 sacrifices before he even made the request for the government. You're going to have to make sacrifices to get in this place. And not my will, but thy will be done. I lay my life on that altar again, God, because I don't want to do things my way. To go up higher means parts of you have to go lower. I feel the anointing. Colossians chapter 3, verse 1. If you then be risen, say risen. Remember, you're raised together. If you've been risen with Christ, if I can get 5 people to embrace this message, just 5. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above. You want to talk about compass? Where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. He's telling you, hone in to that. I go to prepare a place for you. I'll come again and get you, that where I am, there shall you be also. He says, now seek that place where Christ sitteth at the right. Why? Because you got a room in there. Seek right there. Go there. Go there. Go there. You see that? Why would he tell you to go there if that wasn't your inherited right of dual citizenship to be there? Of course it's your right. The religion wouldn't want you to know that. Seek those things which are above where Christ, man, that anointing is getting so heavy right now. I feel like I'm under a fountain. Woo! Booyah! Where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. I feel like I'm right now. Set your affections on things that are above and not on things of the earth. For you are dead. Your life is hid with Christ in the Father. Where is he? At the right hand of the Father. Where is your life? It's hidden inside him. Where is all the blessing of spiritual places flowing in that seat? He says, get in that seat and all the spiritual blessings, the stuff Solomon was made out of, it will flow upon you. Man, I feel an anointing right now. Shabara, boom, ba, ba, ba. Father, release your kingdom, Father, release it. Let there be breakthrough on every side. Release that anointing of increase and divine multiplication. Release it, Father, upon the businesses. Release it upon the families. Release it upon the individuals. Release it upon this center. Let thy kingdom come. Let it flow. Let it flow. Let it flow. Man. Abasikini. Hebrews 10. Oh, man, I love that oil. We're right there. I'm in that place right now. Heavenly places, we're in there. Hebrews 10, verse 19. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holy... I can hardly see these words. Boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. Where's the holiest? Right hand of the Father, seated in him, heavenly places. By a new and living way, consecrated through the veil of his flesh. Verse 22, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith. We draw near through the word. We draw near through the promise. We draw near through faith in the word. We draw near by the image of what you see in your sanctified imagination. You draw near. You see wisdom's domain. You see your seat in the heavenly places. Come unto me, says the Spirit of grace, in this hour. Learn of me. Take my yoke upon you. Take it upon you. Learn of me. Learn those things that I have purchased for thee. Come and sit with me. Administrate with me. Come and rule and reign, says the Spirit of the Lord. For in this hour my kings will rise, my priests will rise, and they will do exploits. For the Solomon mantle will come into the earth, and my government, says the Spirit of the Lord, will be forged and formed again. My government will multiply before your eyes, says the Spirit of the Lord. It will multiply in a domain of wisdom and grace, such as the world has not seen, in power and virtue. And the kings and the queens of the earth will come again to my house, for they'll see my glory, manifested glory. Shekinah glory will come back in into the earth, says the Spirit of the Lord. It will draw even the kings of the earth to come again and say, surely God is in this place. Surely God is in this place, says the Spirit of the Lord. For the world is not looking to my church as of yet, but soon they will. For when my government comes, says the Spirit of the Lord, I'll draw the world to it. As I drew the kings and the queens to Solomon's government, I'll draw them in. And the wisdom, the prosperity, and the glory will run together. The gold and the glory will become one, says the Spirit of the Lord. They'll run together. They'll multiply together, says the Spirit of the Lord. Amen.